Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're already doing it in Australia. They're firing the shots with these jabs. They're going door to door with the military. They're doing it in Houston, knocking on doors here in Houston, Texas. Have you been vaccinated yet? This is real. They shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. This is real. They have declared war on all of us.
Hey guys, that was the one and only Ann Vandersteel, and I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments. So it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. It's Sean from SGT Report. I'm delighted to have back on the line my friend, Ann Vandersteel from steeltruth.com. Ann, how are you?
Sean, always great day to be sitting here in South Florida chatting with you.
South Florida, interesting. I want to move to there. And you know, Liz Lemon, I love 30 Rock. She always says, I want to go to there. Well, I want to go to there. Where specifically are you?
We're on the Gulf Coast. I don't usually give out total, you know, geolocation for obvious reasons, but we're on the southwest side of Florida and it's beautiful here. And I have to say, you don't see any of big old square face diapers on me. And thank God for that. I can walk just about anywhere in Florida and not get hassled for the mask, with the exception of an airport. And even then, we just have to turn it into a chin diaper and really nobody ever says anything. Even now, flight attendants are starting to get a little more relaxed in the friendly skies.
Yeah, it's about time until, you know, they start demanding vaccine papers, but that's not going to fly. And off the record, you're going to have to tell me what city you're in, because my wife and I like Florida quite a bit. But boy, property, oh my goodness, you know, we're seeing inflation all over the country, but you guys down in Florida, your inflation, the house prices down there are almost as bad as California, Los Angeles now, maybe worse.
It has absolutely exploded down here, and there's really not enough inventory, and everybody's coming here, which is good and bad. It's great if you're a homeowner, and you're not having to go anywhere because you're watching your nest egg explode in value, which is awesome. It's bad if you are trying to move here and you're trying to figure out how you're going to afford a house here. People that think, oh, I'm going to move to Florida and live on the beach. And well, you better be got a lot of green in the pocket, because it's gotten extremely expensive. And the people that go, well, I'll just buy a condo because it's half the price. Sounds great until you got to pay those condo dues. And those things can even become more expensive than your property tax. So it's really a catch-22 right now, but it's still a wonderful place to live. And I'd say anywhere in Florida is better than just about anywhere in New York. for that matter. Even in the summer, I think Florida down here is great. There's lots of great things to do. You get outside, and the shade itself, believe it or not, is nowhere near as hot as you think it is. There's always a breeze and it cools down nicely. Probably giving up too much information. I'm going to cause another mad rush down here and drive the prices up more, but hey, we love good patriots. Come on down. Don't leave your bad politics where you came from.
I'm not a fan of politicians at all, but I kind of do like your governor.
He's doing a good job, Sean. Honestly, you know, he's doing a really good job. About my only beef I have with Governor DeSantis is that he's not really driving for an audit right now. And in Florida, you know, lots of people like Seth Keschel, Bobby Payton, the Defend Florida folks, even Mike Lindell is aware. We won the state for, you know, President Trump won Florida by 1.5 million votes, but yet it's only being recorded as 350,000. That's because they stole. So they're boiling the frog here, right? They've, you know, stole a lot of these votes with mail-in ballots and electronic cyber switching. So we need to have a real forensic audit down here. And DeSantis hasn't talked about it. And the state Senate should be encouraged to do that. Just like what happened in Arizona, where the state Senate said, you know what, we've got the plenary power. We want the audit. And they got the audit. Now it's up to, you know, we the people to do the foot canvassing, and we're doing it down here, and it's getting done very expeditiously. And this is how we know these things with voter registration. We know that votes got a lot of ghost voters, fake mail-in ballots. We've done that. But DeSantis and the Senate, they need to do their job in that aspect. We shouldn't just take the win. We got to take the win big to prove that this is a red state, not a frog being boiled blue.
Yeah, I do know that there is some fraud down there, specifically in Broward County with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's a cesspool of corruption.
100.
She's stolen election after election down there. And, you know, honestly, I don't understand how those people could pot. They don't look. Florida is red. So how does Debbie Wasserman Schultz continue to get reelected? It astounds me. Well, I know why. I know how. She steals the elections.
Right. I mean, that's essentially what it is. She steals the elections. You know, I think we've learned now, haven't we, that we've had selections for about the past 20 plus years since 2000. It's pretty much been selections. In fact, the whole birth of electronic voting machines, the reason it was adopted so quickly was because of the former county in which I lived. I used to live on the east coast of Florida in Palm Beach County, AKA Hanging Chad Hell. Remember that? The Bush Gore race and everybody looking at their paper and this became a very subjective thing, just like the adjudication process in Maricopa County became a very subjective thing because they used, you know, Sharpies that bled through to the other side. And so, you know, they decided to adjudicate all for Biden. But needless to say, you know, that was the genesis of why we're here today with these freaking machines that we've got to get rid of. And we're stuck now with a Congress and a Senate that doesn't seem to want to vote these machines out because they just keep their machine going business as usual. And they're just continuing to defraud everybody in this country. And it's just, it's an insane thing. And I think, you know, as I said earlier today on another podcast, Sean, if you look at this right here, you see what that says, right? The Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. I have a paragraph that I read all the time highlighted. And I'm just going to skip to paragraph two. Well, I'll start with one. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, right now, our lives are being threatened by these jobs. Our liberties are being taken away. They've got censorship going on. They're coming for our guns. They want vaccine passports. They don't want us traveling. Happiness is really subjective at this point. How happy are you with this regime in control? But then you skip down to the further in the paragraph and it says, then whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So, I mean, I asked the question to you, are we at that point now where we have to go, okay, we had a great foundation. Here's the roadmap. It's in our constitution. Maybe we need to get rid of these people that are there and just kind of, you know, take it back over. We the people, that's the government. That's what our constitution says. So I've been asking this question of people and I'm going to ask it of you. Do you think we're there yet?
Well, I think we are there in terms of the federal government being illegitimate. I'm speaking specifically about the Biden administration because it's been my position that what happened on November 3rd and 4th, okay, remember, they kept counting votes into November 4th and beyond. It was a coup. So we have an illegitimate president, but here's the good news. The document you just showed, along with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, are the documents that guarantee our liberty. And guess what? We have 50 states. The criminal federal government derives its power from the consent of the governed in those 50 states. So your good governor can nullify or ignore any of the unconstitutional crap coming from the Biden White House. So
exactly.
We don't need to have any sort of bloody revolution. We can just cut them out of our lives entirely and move to states that will guarantee our liberties, like Florida.
100%. And I'm sure you're a very well-read man, but the 14th Amendment, right? Are you familiar with the 14th Amendment? It says right here, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges. This, by the way, was ratified in July of 1868. But the 14th Amendment, by the way, it goes on. Sorry, let me finish the sentence here. It shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Well, they're talking about becoming a federal citizen. And if you understand our Constitution, Sean, as I know you do, the District of Columbia was supposed to be the only federalized parcel of land that's 10 square miles that was a federal jurisdiction where our executive branch and legislative branch and judicial branch of the United States were there centrally located. Each state has its own executive power. A governor has its own, you know, legislative body, its own state house of senators and representatives, and of course, its own courts. They basically made all of us federal citizens. And from that, they stole our individual free liberties to be state nationals in those states where we had our own, in our own government that was just autonomous. Essentially, we were sovereign states. They took that from us. And I think that maybe perhaps we need to really address that again and look at the 14th Amendment and what it really meant, what they really did. Hence, that was allowing for the international banking cabal, the income tax movement, all the stuff that happened in the early 1900s, right? These other amendments that came forward and really have now raped us and pillaged us for decades.
You make a very good point. And, you know, I've had a warrior calls on Christopher James talking about these things. You know, I am a free man and you are a free woman. We're born that way.
Right.
The government does not grant us our rights. We're born with freedom. We're born with liberty. We're born with our unalienable rights.
I say unalienable, but that's
unalienable.
Another story.
I don't know. I'm not so good with that word. But here's the good news. We are not subjects of the Queen. We are not subjects of these criminal royals. Look at this clown, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Let's just watch a bit of this clip.
Let's do it.
And I want the audience and you, Anne, weigh in if you'd like at any point while I play this. But I want the audience and you to just appreciate the fact that we are not subjects of these criminals. Listen to this.
That we don't see anything in the current data that leads us to think that we need to go to plan B.
We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours for this vaccine. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. It will go down in history of malfeasance, wrongdoing by those of authority.
It doesn't protect you against catching the disease, and it doesn't protect you against passing it on.
Hello, do you want to tell the world about the Uncarb Reporting Scheme? Why we've had over 1,700 deaths and that, why there's been over 1.2 million adverse reactions, and why there's children dying from this vaccine?
We know that serious side effects from the COVID vaccines are very rare, but for my constituent, Sarah Kite, that wasn't the case.
I just want to reassure him and indeed to reassure the House and the country that cases such as the very sad one that he raises are extremely, extremely rare.
When your government lies to you once or twice, we're probably quite used to politicians occasionally telling white lies, and we kind of let them. But when they lie to you about something technical, something that you can check, and they do so repeatedly over months, and they do it over many, many elements of the same event, please, you've got to believe me. They're not telling the truth. And if they're not telling the truth, that means there's something else afoot. And I'm here today to tell you that there's something very, very bad happening.
We need to get used to being vaccinated with COVID vaccines for the future. Booster doses, repeat doses will be part of it. I can assure you that the Commonwealth Government has purchased a large quantities of vaccine into 2022, and this will be a regular cycle of vaccination and revaccination as we learn more about when immunity wanes.
I was on Australian TV earlier this week, and Australia has purchased 14 doses per person. That's 7 years of every 6 months.
It may be that we actually have indoor mask wearing for years.
All right. I just wanted to get to that point right there. Your reaction, by the way, this woman, Chant.
Yeah.
It makes my blood boil. I do not understand how she's not been pulled out of her bed in the middle of the night by Australian people at this point. These health ministers around the world, they are playing with fire. They are playing with fire as humanity wakes up. I'm telling you, I'm coming back to you.
Yeah. They're trash, Sean. They're 100% trash. And that's an amazing clip. And it's amazing to me with all of the information. Since COVID started, right, cable viewership in this country dropped by 67, almost 70%, right, last year, and then going into this year. But what did the people turn to news? That's how our viewership, your viewership, everything's exploding because they're finding other news sources. So I have to ask the question, how is it they continue to just exist out there? I mean, seriously, your question is, how has that woman not been ripped from her bed by people in Australia is mind-blowing to me. Again, not advocating for violence, but you know what? They're already doing it in Australia. They're firing the shots with these jabs. They're going door to door with the military. They're doing it in Houston, knocking on doors here in Houston, Texas. Have you been vaccinated yet? This is real. They shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. This is real. They have declared war on all of us. And again, not advocating for violence, but I'm saying stop complying. I mean, this is where you have to say, no, I'm not taking the jab. No, if it means I lose my job. No, you don't get to come to my workplace and threaten me. No, you don't get to teach my kids about, transgender sexuality in second grade and show movies and pictures and disgusting pornographic books. The answer is no, no, and no, and no. And just you have to take it back, which means hardship, which means maybe both parents can't work. And that means you can't drive the car that you want and the house that you want. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a roof over your head and or food on the table, you got nothing. You can't feed your family. So somebody's going to have to make the hard decisions to push back on these people. And somebody's going to have to make the hard decisions to stay home and protect the family. Because they are coming for all of us and they're separating us. And look what they've done with these identity politics. I don't know about your Thanksgiving table. Mine was peaceful, but that's because we're all on the same page with the certain members of my family. Had other members of my family shown up, might not have been so peaceful because they believe in this stuff. They think it's real. They live in fear and they have been fear porned by the mainstream media. It's just complete crime against all of humanity at this point.
Yeah, you mentioned Thanksgiving, and I was able to make it down to my mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving, and we do like to go there. And here's the thing, though. My brother-in-law, who is awake to a lot of this stuff, he's an independent thinker. I found out he took the Moderna vaccine, and here's why I can't believe he did it. And I said, what were you thinking? And he said, well, I got to go fishing. In Canada. He loves to fish in Canada. There's a guy's trip every single year and they require a vaccine passport, essentially proof of vaccination. So he took the Moderna shot so he could go fishing. And I said, oh my God, man, all right. Well, I didn't want to beat him up over it. So I said, well, do me a favor and don't take any boosters. At least don't take any boosters.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. There's division between families over this stuff.
Yeah, it's so tragic. It's really, really tragic. But again, I have to say, how do we fix this? I was speaking to a physician earlier today, Dr. McDonald, really good guy out in California. Simone Gold had referred him to me, Dr. Gold from America's Frontline Doctors. He's a psychiatrist. And he said, there's just been a complete breakdown of everything. The fear in this country has led men to be, basically, less than a man. Right? They've just broken the spirit of the man. They've broken the spirit of the woman. And the last thing that I think Rome went through before that it completely imploded and fell was this total transgenderism, not transhumanism so much because they didn't have the technology back then, but it's all about becoming transgender and losing one's gender identity, which is really, when you think about it, just a total and complete destruction of humanity. Because if you start cutting off your parts and taking injections with hormones that are counterintuitive to your natural state of as being a man or a woman, you are no longer to procreate. And basically you're putting humanity into extinction. And I truly struggle with, it's sort of like the you know, we would hear about the gay people that would be upset about, you know, calling people radical jihadis. I'm thinking to myself, but you know, I don't care that you're gay, but you know, if you want these people living next door to you, they're the ones that are throwing you off buildings in, say, Saudi Arabia. Like, why do you keep defending radical jihads that want to kill you? So I have to ask myself, do these people not know that if everybody becomes unable to have children, you're going to wipe out humanity, aka your bloodline, and this stuff sheds on everybody. So how do they protect themselves from it? It's just, the whole thing seems so counterintuitive to life. And I just can't believe we're really that stupid.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, in the case of my mother-in-law, the problem with her is she gets all of her information from NPR. I mean, really, yeah. All of it comes from NPR. So she gets the official talking points from the CDC, the NIH, and Bill Gates. So, I mean, have you ever seen a demon bigger than Bill Gates? I mean, this guy has no shame. Same with Dr. Fauci. No shame. Fauci is devoid of any empathy for others. He's devoid of, boy, I don't know. He's robotic in his devoid of soul.
He's devoid of a soul. And that's the whole idea with these jabs, Sean, is to basically disconnect you with your relationship to God, whatever your God, a God, like a higher power. You know, for me, I know who God is, it's Jesus Christ, but it's really to shut that gene off in your body and just completely turn you into a robot. And that's the tragedy in all of this. And you got to wonder, you know, Fauci, these people that are demons, for lack of a better word, I think they truly believe that, you know, if they can figure out how to live forever through transhumanism, that they'll never have to face their God, which is the guy downstairs. And nobody wants to sit down there in that, you know, in hell. Nobody wants to really go there. While you may worship him, I don't think you really want to go there. You're not saying, oh, I can't wait to get to hell. No, people, you know, they either don't believe in God or you're just, you know, and you want to live forever because you're afraid of where you're going, what you've done. And this is where we are. It's just, it's the most surreal time to be alive on planet Earth right now. It really is.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, I think you, like me, have a lot of respect for your audience. And we know that we have critical thinkers that watch our shows or listen to our podcasts. So here's my question for you about drama and infighting in the space. I want your thoughts on the Lynn Wood drama. And before you give me your thoughts on that, let me just say, I had Patrick Byrne and Joe Flynn on, and I was prepared to discuss it, the Lynn Wood drama, and press hard on it if it came up. But because I hate infighting, I chose not to be the one to bring it up, and the subject never came up. So, right. And let me just say this. I actually have information about a new rising star in the truth media who has in the past posed as an imposter. And in the past, this person has been arrested for some serious violence in his home. I believe involving his wife. And I've not exposed that information because he's doing very good work in the truth space. And I loathe infighting. So your thoughts on Lynn Wood in the drama. And by the way, I don't hang out on Telegram. I just get people emailing me about this drama apparently on his Telegram channel.
Okay. Well, I'll actually read to you right now. At the time of our discussion, Lynn Wood just reposted somebody else's message that said, two issues that matter most to me, and I've heard Lynn speak about this, are establishing election integrity. And of course, he's been famous for his hashtag #Fix2020 or bust. And the second other point is stopping child sex trafficking. I've heard Lynn speak about that live personally many times. Lynn is a phenomenal trial lawyer, absolutely brilliant. And if you've ever spoken to him on the phone, and I have many times, he's absolutely brilliant. He's passionate. He cares. I think what happened after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, where he was acquitted, and Kyle had an interview all lined up with Tucker that evening, and he basically blamed Lynn Wood and John Pierce, his former attorneys, for keeping him in jail for an additional 87 days, really upset Lynn, as it should, because Lynn was not his attorney. Lynn was brought in as a for potentially to do defamation work, if there was, and there's tons of defamation work, but he was never fully, that contract was never fully executed. John Pierce was his criminal attorney, but another gentleman by the name of David Hancock, who I'm going to learn more about in the next week with some interviews I'm doing, was part of Linwood's organization early on, dismissed, and apparently then hacked into Linwood's organization, stole his donor list, and was trying to raise money, but was unsuccessful. So they reached out to Lynn to actually raise money for Kyle to make his bail. It was his attorney at the time, John Pierce, that decided what was best for the child and advised where he should be residing in jail until they could raise the bail money. Lynn did it in about 3 weeks. Multiple donors. Lynn's reach is huge. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers. So I think that Lynn doing all this work, he felt he'd done a good job, and I would agree he did. But to get have Kyle seemingly be coached by whomever it was, could it be David Hancock, who is now closely associated with Kyle's mother, Wendy Rittenhouse? It's rumored they're either living together or he's very closely associated with the family. I'm not sure on that. I'll get more as the week goes on. But perhaps David Hancock, who was bitter about his departure with Lynn Wood, is the one who coached this child to say something disparaging about Lynn. And for no reason, Lynn wasn't involved in any of that transaction except raising the money, to which he did. So, and there's more to the bail money story about it's coming back. You know, when bail is posted and then the person's either found guilty or whatever, the bail money that's been posted comes back. And it was supposed to go back to fight back. But in the whole thing of things, apparently John Pierce, the other attorney that was engaged early on, was also trying to get his hands on the money, and he had nothing to do with it except be a pass-through escrow account to get it from the Fight Back Foundation to the court where it could get posted. So there was just all kinds of drama, and I think that upset Lynn greatly. His other stuff with General Flynn is personal between the two of them. I know General Flynn as well. Find him to be a gentleman out there who's been persecuted himself for the deep state. He's been fighting long and hard. I think that's the reason Barack Obama made sure to tell President Trump, watch out for General Flynn, to try and discourage President Trump. And General Flynn had his own level of persecution. So I think there's just words between them that need to be sorted out, perhaps offline might be the better place to do it. I don't know if they're capable of doing it or not. I can't speak to that. But as you know, Sean, families fight sometimes. We're all patriots in this fight. Tensions are high. Mike Lindell expected to have his lawsuit in there last week. It didn't work out. He didn't get the plaintiffs to sign on, enough attorney generals to sign on what he's trying to accomplish. He has a beautiful lawsuit. I've read the whole thing. It's awesome. We just need the attorney generals to step up. And this is where it comes back to us. We, the people, we have to be patriots that are all in. We can't be playing politics. And I don't believe Lynn Wood's playing politics because he has no political aspirations. General Flynn is doing what he needs to do out there. He's been, you know, helping Patrick Byrne raise money for the America Project to fund these election audits. And if in a perfect world, would they have gotten an Arthur Anderson, maybe, if they had any integrity to do the election audit? Maybe. But the only group they could get was Doug Logan, Cyber Ninjas. And he did a hell of a job, along with patriots that did ground level work, feet on the ground to, audit addresses and things like that. So I think people are just frustrated right now, Sean. I think this is where we're at a level of frustration in this country where people just want this to end because we all know it's stolen. So I'm giving everybody an 8 count. And hopefully they will come back and remember the mission is election integrity, get rid of the machines, and fix 2020 or bust.
Yeah, well said. Well, one glimmer of hope is the election that we saw in, where was it? I think Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe got his ass handed to him. There is hope that these elections will go our way, because there is a red tidal wave sweeping over this nation of people who are pissed off.
Yeah.
And despise Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who is now the most loathed vice president
ever
in the history of our nation.
Ever.
So, and, a lot of these states are taking steps to try to preserve election integrity or guarantee election integrity. But I don't know that Virginia is one of them. And Terry McAuliffe lost. So yeah. I think that's very good news.
Well, I think it is good news on the surface. I do caution people, though, because Youngkin was speaking at the World Economic Forum in January of this year. So that's problematic for me that he actually would. I mean, if I'm a true MAGA guy, I'm not going to go speak at the WEF. I don't care if they want to send me a jet, luxury accommodations and $1 million together. I'm not going because I'm not going to associate with those dirtbags over there. Right. They're the root of the problem. I mean, a big part of the root of the problem. So why go and even consult with them? There's nothing to discuss. We've got to work together with people that are like-minded and block all that stuff. It's where we are. It's like doing business with Amazon or doing business with your local, you know, business in your town. It may be less convenient, more expensive, but we have to stop supporting these globalists. So I'm a little suspect on the Youngkin guy. We will see. Optically, it's great. But the fact that there was no contesting by Terry McAuliffe the next day at all is sort of speaking a little bit of some volumes to me about the fact that maybe they're birds of a feather just to, you know, and one has an R, one has a D, as we see happening in Washington, D.C. all the time, the uniparty, right? So I don't know. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm not totally sold yet. Time will tell on this guy.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I didn't know that he had spoken at the World Economic Forum. Klaus yep. Schwab. Eagerly Schwab. Telling everybody in the future, you'll own nothing and you'll
and
be
love
happy.
It. Yes. Yeah.
Another yeah. snake. Yeah, you know, I mentioned Gates and Fauci as being essentially some of the most evil people on the planet. Add Soros and, of course, Klaus Schwab to the mix. All right, yeah. Let me do a screen share. You've got some good intel, so I want your thoughts on this. You've got some good insights, so I want your thoughts on this. New Twitter CEO's first decision, ban mean memes. Let's click through on this, and here's what I did not realize. I wasn't really following this. Don't care about the CEO of Twitter, but it turns out his name is Parag. I wrote it down mm-hmm. here. Yeah, his name is Parag Agrawal,
mm-hmm.
and he hails from India, educated in India, and then I believe partially educated here in the United States. I find it fascinating. I want your thoughts on this. I'm not xenophobic, but isn't it interesting that we can't have any American-born CEOs of these companies? Look at Google CEO, Sundar Pichai. They love to make these people who hail from India CEOs of these tech companies, and then they ban our free speech. So it just begs the question, what's going on here? Are there no qualified Americans that can be the CEOs of these companies, Anne?
Well, when you consider that the Silicon Valley speech cartel really gets behind, I mean, they put their money where their mouth is. And this CTO, by the way, is quoted back in November of 2020 in an interview saying, our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, focusing less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how times have changed. So doesn't that kind of sum up what you're just saying? My, how times have changed. We can't get an American born and raised CEO. We've got to recruit from outside of the country. And maybe it's because, you know, people at this level are patriots and they don't want Twitter to be run in this fashion. So they're going to just, you know, groom from within. And if they're going to continue on this mantra and they're going to continue to push the envelope of stealing our rights from us, our God-given free speech rights, our First Amendment, they're going to take the people that already groomed that fashion inside their company and are going to march to that beat. And this guy clearly is now going to ban mean memes. Good Lord. I'm glad I'm not on Twitter anymore, Sean. It's an echo chamber for dumb and dumber over there. And people who are frankly, communist, fascist dirtbags. So why be there?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't disagree. I think that's a good point. And, I do kind of miss my Twitter channel. I got kicked off of Twitter, just like I did off of YouTube, just like I did off of Vimeo, et cetera, just like I did off
about
of
LinkedIn.
No, I don't do LinkedIn. You're on LinkedIn?
I got kicked off LinkedIn in March last year.
Okay.
I've been paying $60 a month for 10 years. They gave me the boot.
Yeah, that's a nice business model. Same with Patreon. You know, they took a big chunk every month of any income I had on Patreon.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop them from kicking me off. So you explain that business model to me. It's a business model that prohibits speech they don't like. That's what the
that's
business
exactly
model
right.
is. All right. As we wrap this thing up, let me do one more screen share. I want your thoughts on this. Interesting that the Kyle Rittenhouse trial was broadcast live for the world to see, but yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, nope. All we get are cartoon sketches and little blurbs of news. Here's one such item. Epstein's pilot names recalls shuttling Clinton, Trump, Spacey, and Prince Andrew to the island on the Lolita Express. Don't you think it's funny that we don't get to watch this trial? America, the world doesn't get to hear the truth about child sex trafficking.
Why would they want us to know about that, Sean? I mean, that's their bread and butter. This is what drives them. This is why they do what they do, so they can afford the adrenochrome. They can afford to have these fancy yachts that turn into submarines to move people around. I mean, it's out of a movie, frankly. And they're trying to, of course, implicate Trump going to Epstein Island. Trump talked about that. He got on the plane one time because Epstein lived in Palm Beach. This is before he banned Epstein from his own Mar-a-Lago country club, I might add, and hitched a ride on his flight to New York. That was the one time Trump was on Epstein's plane, was from Palm Beach to New York. And it happened to be because Epstein was going, and it was because before Trump realized what a dirtbag he was. I mean, let's be clear. President Trump doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs. But he was around these people because he was a billionaire in the boys club of money, you know, multimillionaire becoming a billionaire. So you sort of circulate, right? People, it's like birds of a feather, but he wasn't of the same bird. He just had money and he got to be invited and be around these people. And while he was stone cold sober, listen to these sick people with their sick predilections and all the stuff, this is how he learned about it. And I believe this is why he's been so deadly and so demonized by the deep state, because why they had to steal this election in a big way is they could not have him continue marching down the field to eliminating these sick people from office, you know, and exposing this. And I think he got very close, but here we are. So now, you know, we the people have got to stand up and stand with President Trump and take it back. Because if we expect somebody to come in after Trump and do what Trump did, good luck. There's only one Trump. Good luck.
Yeah, you mentioned Trump. So one final topic here. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, changes stance and is now cooperating with the fraudulent, ridiculous, absurd January 6th committee of demonic Democrats that want to get to the bottom of the insurrection, which was no insurrection at all. So Meadows' lawyer says...
Soft.
Yeah, Meadows' lawyer says the White House chief of staff won't be handing over any information subject to executive privilege. Okay. You know, they wanted Steve Bannon to talk too, and Steve Bannon famously said, hell no. And so they've indicted him. I wonder what that means. Does the guy actually have to do jail time? And is that why Mark Meadows is agreeing to cooperate?
If you ask me, I think Mark Meadows is soft. You know, I've talked to people like Patrick Byrne, who were in the Oval Office that day that they had the big meeting. It was a brouhaha. And, you know, I don't believe that they were fair to Sidney Powell when President Trump was trying to get her up and going of what she had in terms of the information she had from the election investigations and the Dominion information. They had a Cyber Ninjas did a big report in Michigan. I was in the hotel room with Patrick Byrne and Sidney Powell the day that report came out before it went public. They shared it with me and I went, oh my God, they got 22 machines and they could prove just how bad the fraud was. So Mark Meadows went soft then. He's been a creature of politics for too long. Nice guy. I think, you know, tends to do the right thing, but he succumbs to the political pressure, the headwinds. So would I want to be in the foxhole with Mark Meadows? Yeah, if he was serving me tea and crumpets, but not if I had to put a gun in his hand and defend myself. No, I'd probably put Bannon there before I put Mark Meadows. That's for sure.
Well, I guess we can wrap this up, my friend, because I told you we'd just do a quick 30 minutes and it's been just about 30 minutes. I really do appreciate you, Anne. Do you want to tell people how they can find you and follow you?
Yeah, you're just so awesome. I think I said this last time, you've been a stalwart and you were my first blush into podcasting. And I got addicted to your voice because of course I don't know your face. You're just such a calm, cool, and you have such a good little bit of a snarky undertone sometimes, kind of like me, but I get a little more nasty sounding sometimes, but I just love how you deliver your punches. It's great. So thank you so much for the opportunity. And I would love it if folks wanted to come and tune in what we're doing. We're a nightly show. We live stream at 9 o'clock Eastern at steeltruth.com, STEEL, steeltruth.com. And you can find all of my social media links at the top of our website there if you are so inclined to follow me there as well.
Very, very good. Thank you so much for those kind words. I very much appreciate it. And you, Florida resident and Vander Steele, patriot, God bless you. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. I'll remind you guys, for real news 24/7, we got you covered. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The Fifth Appellate, which is just below the Supreme Court, said this is outrageous constitutional overreach. The federal judges are going to stop this.
This is a big loss for the Biden.
Do not cave now. Do not cave now. If they want to vaccinate you, if they want to do this, that, do not cave now. We have them.
They're on their heels with this.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.